Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America. We are having a wonderful program today. We are going to have with us soon to call in is publicist Lori Lenz Heiselman. She is a publicist for many of the grassroots heavy hitters that are working in our communities to make it a better place. And she is working, I mean, they are in her group, which is Frontgate Media. They are working on major things to really reach the community. They're working on movies. We're going to talk about the movies they're working on. We're going to be talking about all of the guests. All of her clients. I mean, this lady Lori is really top notch. She really has her act together as a publicist, and she's well rounded. And we're going to talk to her today. Lori, are you there?
I am. How are you, Ruth?
I'm doing just fine. I was just thinking as I was looking at your information. You are a publicist that handles more than just movie actors and producers and people like that. But you do a real large spectrum of different genres of work. Tell us about you and how you got started in this, because ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat.
Oh, shucks. Well, thank you so much. Well, I actually started getting into publicity and doing media work just because I really saw a need there. I was between mm-hmm. jobs and was living in California mm-hmm. and really didn't want to commute on the 405, to be honest. Like, I knew most of the jobs would involve sitting in my car. Yeah, exactly. And so I just realized that there was a lot of people who were needing help understanding how to connect with the media. Mm-hmm. And so I just sort of slowly started working with a lot of I had been working with some larger Christian artists at their management companies and their labels before that.
Okay.
And just kind of broke off on my own and realized that was kind of a niche that was open and one where there was just a need, and just kind of ran with it from there. So
wow.
So that was about 2002, whenever I really branched out and started doing it full time. And mm-hmm. during my career, I've done, all sorts of things from, Christian artists, authors, speakers, mobile marketing tours, where we actually mm-hmm. went out on the road and brought an experience for a film in front of people, and I did that on some really fun movies like Ratatouille and Charlotte's Web and Amazing Grace and Captain America. And yeah,
wow.
So I mean, it's been a huge blessing to just get to work with really creative people and promote projects that I love. And the great thing about publicity is typically after, 3 months, 6 months, you're on to the next project. So you don't really have time for anything to get too old too fast.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So you did promotion on Ratatouille?
Well, I did their field promotions.
The field promotion?
So for 3 months, I lived basically in a truck, and we went to food festivals all over the country and We set up a huge stage and a 40-foot inflatable slide and a big circus tent theater, and we did food cooking classes and just sort of all sorts of interactive things where the crowd could get to know about the movie Ratatouille by having some sort of an experience, either competitively playing one of the video games to win prizes or, interacting with a stage show. So it was a lot of fun. It was a good one for getting out of the office.
Oh, I can imagine. So, we're like, isn't that a part of Disney films?
Yeah, Pixar.
Pixar,
Disney,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you work with Pixar mm-hmm. on a lot of these things. So, my God, so when you worked on different genres of movies, you would do different things when you went out to the field or something?
Yeah, definitely. So We did one for Charlotte's Web where we went mainly to state fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And had a big barn that we pulled with us that had computers and TV screens and stuff set in there so people could find out about the movie and win prizes. And then for Amazing Grace, which was a story about William Wilberforce,
mm-hmm.
we went out, it was such a wonderful movie.
Yes.
And we did that one on Winter Jam, the big Christian festival tour. And we actually had people sign petitions that we took to the State Department and to the Senate, just like William Wilberforce did, where he had all the lists of names that he brought before Parliament.
Yes.
We did the same thing, and we presented it before Congress.
Wow.
And so that was
Wow. Did you guys do that?
That was in 2007.
Wow.
So,
and I love that movie. That was one of my favorite movies.
Oh, it's just beautiful. And such a statement of somebody who really knows his calling and knows what God put him on earth to do and just got beat down his entire life. Passed that slightly before he passed away. So, I mean, literally his entire life was abolishing slavery.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And since slavery, is a bigger problem now than it ever has been, that was such a timely thing to kind of bring that out in the open and say, you know what, it's time for Christians to stand up and sign their name on a piece of paper and say it's enough is enough, just like William Wilberforce did.
You know what, I wish I would have known about it. Then you could have had I definitely would have signed that. Because, I am in love. I researched that movie because I love the way it was put together. It couldn't have been better put together, a movie.
Yeah.
And it really ministers to me, and it ministers to a lot of other people, and I recommend it. It's one of my top 10 list, Amazing Grace.
I'm so excited that you know that. Yeah.
Yes, it's a wonderful movie. I recommend, as while we're talking about it, everybody go out and get the movie Amazing Grace.
definitely, you can get it on Netflix, and or just better yet, go out, buy it, check it out, and then kind of think about what your purpose is and what God puts you on earth to do to accomplish for His kingdom. Because I mean, literally, He changed the world.
He really did.
Yeah.
He really did. And, he reminds me a lot of Luther. Luther did the same thing, by changing the world and changing the Bible into German so that they could learn, so that individuals could learn the Bible. And it went through music and science and all through education and all of those things. And, kids know nothing about that kind of thing today. And that's something that's vitally, vitally important.
Yes. Definitely, definitely, and those are stories that need to be told, And so I was so honored to get to work on Amazing Grace, and that came right after Charlotte's Web, and so it was perfect timing for me to jump on that tour and go spread the word about what happened in slavery and how it was ended once and how we just got to go out there and do it again.
Do it again. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, listen, so you're being a publicist, how do you have to prepare for each client? Because you have a lot of clients. You have Bridgeway Academy. You have, a firstborn that's a part of Zotovan and all these different things. So you have Sean Dunn and Crowdwise and all of these different genres of clients. How do you keep that straight, and how do you keep yourself from splitting yourself into 100 different pieces?
It's not easy, I tell you. I have to do a lot of research because part of I own a company called Biscuit Media Group, and then I'm also the senior publicist for Frontgate Media.
Mm-hmm.
So the two kind of work in tandem a lot of times, and Biscuit's a little bit more specialized than what Frontgate is. And it's a lot of research because you have to go at every campaign differently because everybody's story is different. So if you want to honor a company or an author or a musician or a film, you have to understand why they do what they do, why they're passionate, what sets them apart, and then create a campaign around that. So it really can be a challenge. kind of depending on what the client is. And if it's something that I know about or something I'm passionate about, it makes it a whole lot easier. But that's mm-hmm. not always the case. But it's just a huge challenge, and I actually kind of have to break it down into segments where I'm talking about music for mm-hmm. a part of the day, and then I kind of have to shift gears and put my brain into film and what that looks like, and then shift gears again and put that into authors. It's just a lot easier if I can compartmentalize it story-wise
mm-hmm.
because how I communicate with the media is going to be a whole lot different on, like, a film I'm working right now called Snake and Mongoose.
Yes,
which is
Snake
about
and Mongoose.
The, yeah, it comes out September 6th, and it's about the two probably most notorious people in drag racing. They were fierce competitors, but in real life, they were great friends, and they changed sports marketing forever. And that's
wow.
a PG-13 movie. Yeah, it's
oh,
very cool.
Wow.
The whole reason that branding is all over athletes and NASCAR cars is all because of these two guys.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, because they yeah. had such fierce competition or something like that, and then all of a sudden everybody just started catching on or something like that?
Not really. They were close friends, and they were drag racing in the 60s and early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they were married and were trying to raise families and were
mm-hmm.
barely getting by, even
mm-hmm.
though they were winning
mm-hmm.
constantly. They're just, the money wasn't there. And so
mm-hmm.
Tom McEwen, who's the mongoose, came up
mm-hmm.
with this idea because his kids were playing with Hot Wheels.
Okay.
And said, what if they put our logos on the Hot Wheels? And so Don Prudhomme, who's the Snake, agreed, and they went and had a meeting with Mattel, and they got a contract with Hot Wheels, and it was the first ever sports branding where a brand came alongside an athlete.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so it went from there. So it was all, you know, these guys basically just absolutely loved their sport and wanted, needed to figure out a way that they could pay for it to be able to raise their families and yet still be able to go after their passion of racing.
Yes, yes. Wow.
And so they raced
wow.
for 30 years against each other.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
Do they use that as a promotional tool pretty much? Because, you know, like, everybody wanted to see them go against each other or something like that? Or
oh, yeah. So they still, I mean, they're still friends, so they still appear
oh,
together
sure.
all the time. But they don't race anymore. But you know, up through all through the 60s and 70s, they were it when it came to drag racing and funny cars. And but
okay, so
I'm
tell us where this
movie.
Where is this movie going to be? I mean, tell us where we can see the movie, how we can tell other people about it. And so, you know, while you're here, let's, you know, since that's coming up on September 6th, which is not far away, people can now
not
start preparing
at all.
For it. Right. So
yes,
tell us how, you know,
definitely.
Where is it going to air at and stuff? Yeah.
It is, well, it's opening actually this weekend in Reno. There's a big car show there called
Whoa.
Hot August Nights. And so they're having a big to-do there with a red carpet premiere, and
whoa,
all the guys are going to be
there
signing. Yeah, they have their cars there and everything. Like, they're actually
wow.
showing the cars from the 60s that they raced. Yeah, it's pretty fun. So if you want to go, I'll hook you up, Ruth.
Oh, my God, it's not too far. That's the closest thing over here, too. I mean, when it's going to be when?
It's this weekend,
weekend?
At Hot Summer Night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a cool event that they do every year up in Reno.
Oh, my God. I didn't know they did this every year in Reno. See, we have to be prepared
yep.
for next year. What we need to do is really be prepared for the one next year. They don't do it in Las Vegas, right?
Right. But the film will be playing in Las Vegas.
Can you tell us
so
when?
I'm actually pulling up their press release on that.
Okay.
So this weekend is Reno. Next week they're going to be at the Woodward Dream Cruise, which takes over Detroit.
Okay.
So they're going to have the cars there, and they're going to do an opening event at the Dream Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also going to be in Indianapolis for
okay.
the big NHRA finals, the U.S. Nationals, which is over Labor Day.
Wow.
And those are like kind of three special events. And then they open wide in September. So, like, some of the cities I know that it's opening are going to be Pomona, California, and Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Chicago, Seattle, Vegas, pretty much, and a lot of the cities that are more specialized for racing, like Bristol, Tennessee, and Reading, Pennsylvania, Epping, New Hampshire, if they have a tie-in to the National Hot Rod Association and some of their events, then the film is definitely opening there. So it'll be all over the place in September. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And where are you going to be? Are you going to be running all over the place, or are you going to be at one specific or two or three specific places?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm staying home.
So do you actually do all the promotion for getting – what are the details in getting somebody prepared for something like that?
Well, that's what's tough. And on a movie like this, we have a fairly large team. So there's a firm that specializes in automotive publicity, and so they're doing some of the publicity for that. Then we have event publicists, you know, who are just working Reno or just working Detroit that actually are in that area. And then there's some of us who are over, like, national media.
Okay.
And, like, me and some of the people on my team are doing more kind of local market stuff, like, you know, the sports talk shows and things of that nature.
Oh.
So there's it takes a village on this one to really get the word out.
I can imagine. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, like, normally but if a client wanted to seek you guys' services, how would they get involved in that? I mean, what would they have to do? I mean, because you're working with producers, you know, sometimes you're working with actors, sometimes you're working with musicians. I don't know if you work with bands or whatever, but I mean, how do you guys come and sit down and talk to them, tell them how much it will cost, or and what the ranges are, or you know, and what they get out of so much money that they hire your services for, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, it's kind of different for everybody, to be honest.
Okay.
To a certain extent, at the beginning, we always kind of have to break down kind of what the difference is between advertising and publishing and publicity and public relations, because those are all, you know, a little bit different. But primarily, you know, there's a lot of great publicists and a lot of great companies out there, so we always want to make sure that either with Biscuit or Frontgate or both, that it's the right fit for that particular person or that particular cause. And so a lot of the time, initially, we're just having conversations and kind of vetting each other and saying, you know, I just had to turn down one campaign because it just wasn't my strength at all. Like, it would be reinventing the wheel. It was about a wedding, these wedding coordinators, and it sounded really fun.
Mm-hmm,
you know, it was all these kind of fancy engagements and wedding plans and stuff, but you know, that's not what I'm good at, and that's not where my relationships are. So I would be kind of a bad steward to take that on, just because I would have to charge them so much more money, because I'd have to hire people to do that sort of research to find the right media connections. So to a certain extent, I have a friend who does radio promotions, and he always says he redirects people more often than he actually takes them on as a client. And I think that I do that quite a bit too. We need to make sure that somebody's got their brand honed, like they know what they want. And we know that they've been building their community as well. Like, so they've got a good Twitter following, they've got Facebook, they've got a YouTube channel, they've been working and doing, you know, due diligence in their local area.
Absolutely.
And if they're putting if they're doing some hard work and some heavy lifting right now on their own on a small scale, then we can take that and we can grow that into a larger scale. So that's a lot of how we have to vet things, is kind of saying, well, what are you doing right now to make your brand be special, and what sets you apart? And if you can't answer what sets you apart and what makes you different, then you know, then we got some time. We got to do some work before we start a campaign. Because it really just is about, yeah, so it's about kind of letting people know what opportunities are there and trying to open those doors. But with publicity, the tough thing, too, is there's no promises. So for one movie, I was working a campaign, and I had six or seven interviews for one person booked for one day. Like, they were just going to sit on the phone and just go back to back to back to back. Mm-hmm. And then that big earthquake hit in Haiti.
Oh.
And it's like, you know, that's...
Everything just went crazy. That was it.
Yeah, so the news, and they should be covering that. You know, that's what's important. You know, way more important than my movie is for right at this moment. And so all of that, I think only half of them we ended up being able to rebook. And so the tough thing in publicity is there's never a way to say, okay, this is the bang you're going to get for your buck, because we don't really...
You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. And life changes happen all the time, so you really can't. You know, you can't put yourself on the line that way and promise something to somebody that you don't know whether you'll be able to fulfill. But, you know, you give a general idea.
Definitely, definitely. And so we always try and put that into perspective and have real, very realistic goals, and then hopefully we can just kind of be overachievers all the time.
I heard that. Oh, that's really good. That's really sharp PR right there. It's like you make them think that, you know, this is all we can do, and then when they have much more than what they even expected, then they're really, really jazzed by it. You know, I talked to the one of the PR people that I didn't even realize was a PR person for Kirk Cameron, because you know you and I had talked some time ago. We were talking about trying to reach him and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And and I guess the information that we all had, he no longer works with this particular person. I'm not for sure, but I haven't seen his name on anything. What happened? Someone got in touch with me the other day. And they're going to be showing Kirk Cameron's movie Unstoppable at Liberty University. I think September the 23rd or something like that. Only one day. And what they told me was that all the social networking places have blocked his movie from even being promoted on the social networks sites.
Yeah, I saw something about that, but I didn't follow up what the story was. Like, Facebook tagged them for abuse or something like that?
Something weird. It was like, why would they do that? Because his movie is going to be something to help people, and they don't want that. And they want this perversion and things like that to continue on. So they wanted to block him because probably what his last major program that he did when he did Piers Morgan, and how Piers Morgan tried to really shut him down. I was really upset about that, and that's what I was talking to his publicist person about. I said, we need to all work together. All of us need to work together because we have certain strengths, and we can get information out to a genre of people that want to know where to see the movie. They don't even know it's out there, and at least they know that information is out there, and they can tell other people that are in the geographical area. That's in Virginia that it's going to show, but only for one night. And that's because he can't really get the information out to be able to spread it all across the country like you guys are going to do with the mongoose.
Snake and Mongoose.
Yes.
Isn't a Christian movie, but it's a great redemption film. You know,
but it doesn't have to be.
It's PG-13, so it's a little,
It doesn't have to be. I mean, see, because the things that you're into, the things that I'm into, it may not be a Christian, quote, movie or TV channel like us planning on launching the TV channel, but it's going to be something to get these kids to start thinking, use their creativity, get off of VH1, MTV, all these kind of things. We need to get them focused into the things where they can be active. They can see strong people that did something with their lives, you know, whether it's car racing or whatever the case may be, like what you're doing. Being able to get that information out there and letting them know that being even in the Lord, even if you're not in the Lord, to be clean, you can be clean and have fun.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, everybody's got a great story, but the story is your choice. And God gives everybody a purpose.
Yes.
And we just, telling those stories is important, and especially that Kirk Cameron one, because I know that film is really supposed to be kind of autobiographical about him and his journey.
Wow. But, so, see, that I don't know if I'll get him. I probably would get him. I think they're gonna have him booked for a Breaking News Journal. Just before the movie comes out, and you know, and I just want to spread it everywhere because I know he's pretty low key, you know, and everything, and he did not deserve what has happened to him, and I think if we all can share where the movie is going to be at and try to help in any kind of way, you know, that's what our obligation is, you know, the least.
Yeah.
Spread it to somewhere else and tell somebody else where they can go see it so that they can start requesting it and maybe we can start getting the movie houses to show his movie. That's how we all need to work together. Now, I'm in one of my businessmen that are part of Breaking News Journal SWAT team. They've been working with some real key high businessmen that can help us, you know, that can give us the financial backing that we need to launch the TV channel in our feature films department because we're going to have all kinds of feature films and we're going to have, you know, our programs on TV for people like Nicole Weider, one of your other clients,
yeah.
Nicole Weider, former fashion model for Victoria's Secret, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you didn't know. Anyway, she handles, this lady here, she handles everybody, you know, and I really wanted everybody to know who you were. So see, those are the kind of things that we're working on now so that we can have the TV channel and stuff, because there's a lot of conservative TV channels, but they're so one genre channels that
uh-huh.
you know people get bored with it, and we don't want that. We want things for children, you know, something like Romper Room or Resurrection on films like the films you guys are having that you're promoting now. If we're going to have them on, you know, movie of the week type things, you know, where we can tell people to, you know, watch it on Breaking News Journal, and then we'll talk about those business things that have to be talked about, like how many shares or how much money you get for showing a movie on Breaking News Journal TV, whatever it takes. You know, those are business things that have to be done, but those are the things I'm looking at because we don't have to produce everything. But if you guys have something that, you know, The Snake and the Mongoose, I would love those movies to come through our Breaking News Journal TV channel just so people can be watching it so that they know they have a place to go. And everybody would be
there. And we would love that. Yeah, definitely. And I think you really nailed it that, you know, there are a lot of conservative channels out there, but unfortunately, so many of them, they just look the same. It's like they're all working off the same playbook, and nobody's taking risks or doing things that are a little bit kind of just outside the box, you know. And
absolutely.
I think we need you, Ruth.
No,
we need you.
Yes, tell them I'm here. I'm coming. I'm on my way. as soon as we get the baggies and tell everybody we're up and ready to go. Because, see, then I may have to have you on some of the talk shows that we're doing on TV and stuff like that. Because I think it's important to know that there are people that don't know that you guys are out there. And I want people to know that you're there. Let them know that we have Christian sources that are out there in the world doing some fantastic, wonderful things, and you're one of them, and I want to make sure everybody knows who you are and what you're doing, and I don't want to overwhelm you, but how can people get in touch with you if they want to have you on their program so that they can interview you about the upcoming movies and stuff that you're working on? Why don't you and quickly tell us all the movies that you're working on. First give your information, and then tell us about all the other movies like Doombie and Angel Sing and all those and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, the best way is either just biscuitmediagroup.com or Front Gate Media are our two websites
mm-hmm.
of the
okay.
two companies that I work with.
All
and
right.
my email address is just Lori, Lori, at biscuitmediagroup.com or Lori at frontgatemedia.com.
Okay.
And we
okay.
have Facebook pages for both, especially for Biscuit. Well, we do a
yes.
lot more on Facebook than we actually do on our regular website. So,
Biscuit.com
yeah.
on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. Actually, I'm going to look it up to make sure I'm giving you the right one. Is Biscuit Media. Facebook.com/Biscuit Media.
Okay.
BISCUIT.
Okay.
And then the three movies I'm working on are The Snake and Mongoose, the one about drag racing, that comes out September 6th. Then a film called Doombie, which comes out November 1st. which stars John Schneider, and it's the story of kind of a drifter who comes into a small town and changes the lives of everybody around him, and it's a great pro-life film.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It just talks about how every life matters and our decisions matter.
Yes.
And that comes out November 1st, and that'll be that opens wide, and I believe they're talking about coming up kind of right behind it with DVD sales and on demand, like around Christmas. So it'll be in theaters, though, in select markets November 1st.
Wow.
And then the one I'm really excited about is called Angel Sing, and it comes out in November. It'll be a limited release, but we're hoping on probably, I'm not actually even sure of the list of the number of cities,
mm-hmm,
but it'll
mm-hmm.
be coming out in November, and it's a Christmas film. It's kind of like a modern day It's a Wonderful Life. It's
mm-hmm,
a Wonderful Life
yes.
that
oh, okay.
happens in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And it stars Harry Connick Jr. and Connie
yes.
Britton and Willie Nelson and Lyle Lovett.
Yes.
And it's such a sweet movie. And
wow.
in it, I'm not going to spoil anything, but Willie Nelson sings a couple of songs that are just forever now emblazed in my head, like they're my favorite version of the song.
Oh,
now,
my God. Oh, my
yeah,
God. And you got a chance to see all of this.
Yeah, it's such a sweet, sweet movie, and we're starting to ramp up promotions on that. So hopefully by November, you won't be able to turn around and not hear about Angel Sing, even though it's a little independent
yes.
film. And
yes.
And actually, the woman who created the film, the executive producer, is the woman who did the Spy Kids movies.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, she's really sweet, and she's a strong Christian, and so she'll be a lot of fun, so we might have to hook you up with
oh,
her
yes,
for the show.
Yes,
Angel Sing is going to be something.
That's going to be good
it's
for me.
Be
yes, I would. As a matter of fact, I mean, we can start a whole schedule on these guys to help promote the movies and stuff like that they're doing, and then if we can get any time with Harry and Connie and Lyle, and then to come on at you know, maybe a couple of them at a time, so that they can share, you know, what they feel about the movie, and then a couple more, I'll book a whole week for these guys, and where they can come on and talk about the movie and stuff like that, because there's no interruption, so they don't have to worry about that, and they can just, you know, spill their heart about what they think about it, and maybe you and I can work on something like that, and that would be good. And then the producer would definitely want to have her on so that she could talk about the behind the scenes and why she decided to back this movie and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and her heart is just to make family-friendly story movies that have great storylines and, you know, things that your kids can just love and families
yes.
can watch together and you know, just be a part, having a moment together and having an experience at the movies. And so,
wow, that sounds
really
good. Well, I'll tell you what, let
mm-hmm.
me ask you something. Do you have people that come that are looking to do certain film projects? Because the reason why I'm asking that, because, you know, I sent you over some information about Larry Grathwall, and we're working to get the backing for the movie for his story, because he was the only FBI informant ever to infiltrate the Weather Underground. And I know that Robert Redford just did a movie called The Company You Keep, and it had to do with the propaganda part of the Weather Underground. But Larry Grathwall is the actual only person in the country who ever infiltrated this organization that was trying to bring down our country. Do you know people that want to back that kind of stuff?
Yes and no.
We can talk about that later, but that's something that we're working on now, and I sent you the information on the tribute that we did to Larry, and that's something that if somebody's interested in, you can send that over to those guys, and we can see what we can do to work together and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to continue that conversation.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I can definitely pass that on to people that I've worked with in the past, you know, and see if they're looking for projects, and because it's
yes.
such a great story. So,
yes.
you know, I
yes.
would think, you know, what talk about just an engaging story. Like, I would think that could be a big seller for some people. So,
Well, yeah, because he met with Patty Hearst's family and stuff like that to tell them what happened, and we know that we have I met Victoria, Patty Hearst's sister in Washington D.C.
Yeah.
a few years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, she's wonderful
and stuff like that. Yeah, and she's wonderful, and I mean maybe you know people like that, you know, they need to be involved because I know that she, you know, she being a news heiress, you know, that you know, these kind of things, I know she, you know, she's concerned about what's going on in the media because she works with a lot of young people, too,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
and stuff like that. And I think all of us working together, we could change this world, honey. We could really take care of serious business here. Don't you agree?
Definitely. I completely do. You know, a couple people who've got, you know, who've got some drive and a vision are unstoppable. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're always surprised whenever we can pull things off, but it's like, you know, God made us to have vision and to change the world, and that's, you know,
absolutely.
I think it's in everybody. We just got to speak up.
We do. We have to let you do hey, you have not because you ask not, all those different things God says in the Word. Before we get off the air and stuff like that, I want to ask you about Bridgeway Academy. Give me some information about
yeah.
Bridgeway Academy because we're on a project to get kids out of the public schools and get them into home schools or any schools that have not accepted any government funds because of this crazy Common Core standards and them trying to sexualize
mm-hmm.
our kids and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so if
well,
you would
Bridgeway,
tell us a little
I mean,
bit about Bridgeway.
Yeah, definitely. Bridgeway Academy is based in Pennsylvania, but it's nationally accredited. It's got the highest accreditation standard
mm-hmm.
in the country
mm-hmm.
for schools,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what they're doing is they're kind of taking the fear out of homeschooling and letting parents
mm-hmm.
know that they've got options. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to do the public school thing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with Common Core and some of these other things coming up, you know, it's definitely – their message is becoming more and more vital every day.
Mm-hmm,
but they
mm-hmm.
do pre-K through 12th grade. And a lot, actually what's cool too, is a lot of their students are kids who are actors or who are musicians or whose parents are missionaries or in the military
oh,
or who are
wow.
are heavily in sports and they
mm-hmm.
need a more customized education.
Yes,
and so
yes.
What Bridgeway does is they actually break it down and have every child has their own curriculum. So what their
yes.
strengths and weaknesses are, they can help enhance those strengths and fix those weaknesses
yes.
and really have the
yes.
kids be able to learn the way that their, you know, the way their brain works. You know, really keep
absolutely.
Them
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to meet up with my husband, Professor Steve White. He has the Master Educators Tutoring and Exchange, and he's working to get to match parents up with parents who are scared to homeschool up with educators who are security screened so that they can, before they
oh,
are going to anyone's house and stuff like that. So maybe those guys, maybe we could talk about that too. I mean, so because we're working on a mass project called Operation Jericho, which was trying to start in Chicago where they closed 49 schools and fired 1,000 teachers about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
you know, we need to get to those kids before they are totally destroyed, you know. So we're
right.
working on
exactly.
getting something like that. And maybe the, you know, Academy can help with us work through those kinds of things. So I will be getting in contact with you as to who I need to talk to there so that we can work on that too. But listen, Lori, it has been absolutely not only a pleasure, it's been an honor. You are so busy. You work so hard, and you have your stuff together. It has just been a pleasure having you with us. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close the program?
No, I mean, just thank you so much for having me on your show. This has been just great to chat, and I hope that, you know, your listeners, if there's any of these folks that we've been talking about that you're interested in, go hop on the Front Gate Media or the Biscuit Media Facebook
yes.
pages and get some more information. And I look forward to just having a lot more great conversations with you in the near future.
Yes, we are. We are going to do this again. Thank you so much, Lori,
yes.
for being with us. Have a blessed day.
You too. And, Ruth, thank you
come
so much
rain.
For all the
you're welcome.
Come
shine.
Bye-bye.
I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.